Let's go in the power play with the Griffins once again. This is West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Pikita, Lauren Smith. Griffins home for three this week, starting at home tomorrow on the live line with us with the Grand Rapids Griffins. Joel L'Esperance, thank you so much for doing this again today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Joel, I got to start with kudos to your alums, right? The Huskies of Michigan Tech making the NCAA tournament. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Obviously, anytime your alma mater makes it, it's an awesome feeling.
I know they were you were very proud, and they were proud with all their fans to win the GLI when they were down here in December. Let's talk about the run this club is on right now. And you're going to get Jonathan Bergeron back. That was just announced yesterday. He was with the parent club for a few games. But when this roster's intact, I know that's saying a lot come playoff time because everyone's roster changes a little bit. You guys got to be feeling right now you're playing your best hockey of the season.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, when we have everybody, we have a deep lineup. And it can be any guy on any given night helping the team win. So, yeah, I think we have a good shot at making a long run in the playoffs if everybody stays healthy and the lineup stays full.
12 games left in the regular season. It starts with Cleveland tomorrow night at home. 5 at home, 7 on the road. But as you know, when it comes to positioning yourself for the playoffs, trying to maybe win a Central Division crown, these are the games that are coming up, right? 3 with Rockford, 4 with Chicago, 2 with Milwaukee. You're trying to chase down your 8 points behind. These are big ones, home and away.
Yeah. Every game down the stretch is important. Obviously, the teams below us are looking to take our spot, and we're trying to keep them down there. And then, obviously, with Milwaukee above us, it'd be nice to catch them and maybe potentially get 2 home series before the conference finals.
Now, this is your second season, Grand Rapids. We chatted with you earlier in the season, 6th year as a pro. You're having another great season in the Griffins uniform. What's been the difference for you think, in year 2, especially with a coaching change and some new guys in the lineup on the roster as well?
Yeah, obviously, a coaching change, it can change things a little bit. But as far as my play goes, I feel like I play the same way no matter what's going on. So I feel like I take pride in that and just playing the right way every night.
Now, you've played up and down with Dallas a little bit in the NHL. When you look at it from the Red Wings standpoint with the Griffins, what are you working on individually to kind of polish your game and maybe get that look from the parent club?
For myself, it's just trying to do the right things every night consistently, trying to play the same game every night. I think that's the biggest thing to get up there and stick is being able to do the same things and consistently play the same way every single night.
He's your right winger, number 11, Joel L'Esperance. Favorite for the fans, I know. I just love the name. I love saying it when Bob Kayser even says it on the radio doing the play-by-play. But I do have to ask you, one of the things that's been great, goaltending for you guys, and just give us your thoughts on 21-year-old Sebastian Cosa. I mean, with the win on Saturday night, he's tied now the franchise record, an individual point streak of 15. I mean, this kid is as advertised, isn't he?
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He has been he's been solid for us from the start of the season. Every game that he's in the net, you have a good chance of winning. You know he's going to make the saves he needs to make, and some of the saves that you don't expect him to make. So he's been unbelievable for us, and we can't be more grateful for him.
Is the target right now for you guys? I mentioned you've got a couple games left with Milwaukee. They're on a bit of a skid. Everyone kind of goes through those. You guys had yours a few weeks back. To chase them down, do you guys think you can get them? It's an 8-point differential right now.
I think the biggest thing for us is just focusing on our game. As long as our game's good going into the playoffs, it's not going to matter what position we're in. It's just going to matter how we're playing. So I think that's the biggest focus, and if we happen to catch them, that'd be great.
See Joel and the rest of the Griffins tomorrow night. Van Andel Arena will give a 4-pack of tickets away right now to caller 13, 616-774-2424. 4-pack to another winning Wednesday with the Griffins. When they win, see what I did?
Yeah.
When they win tomorrow, you'll get to go to another game. Caller 13 616-774 2424. Joel L'Esperance, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.